I wanted to add this in there before we get over into Cassie and all the rest of these things. All right. So apparently, a police chief pulled a gun on a motorcyclist while he was in plain clothes. And I don't know if he's on a run. I don't know if he's been arrested. Oh, D. Well, you too generous. You too generous. But I wanted to share this with you guys and have this quick conversation. So let's spend 10 minutes on this. Again, make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
Security footage from a Lancaster County shopping center shows the moments a local police chief pulled a gun on a 24-year-old motorcyclist last month. Thanks for joining us for Fox 43 News at 5. I'm Amy Lutz. The new video seemingly contradicts prior police reports about the incident, and charges have since been dropped. Fox 43's Matt Kleindienst joins us live from Manheim Township now with the very latest. Matt?
Amy, on May 2nd, Manheim Township Police announced that they had arrested 24-year-old Benny Pena Rivera after he allegedly shoved Chief Dwayne Fisher and resisted arrest during a traffic stop a couple days prior. However, Pena Rivera says that the security video tells a different story from that day. This security video shows the moment Manheim Township Police Chief Dwayne Fisher pulled a gun on a 24-year-old man after an alleged traffic violation.
If it wasn't for that video, nobody would actually believe what I was saying or anything.
Benny Pena Rivera is demanding answers after this interaction on April 30th landed him in jail and facing multiple charges. Pena Rivera says he was riding his motorcycle to his job at Wingstop prior to the incident and briefly saw Chief Fisher on his way.
I actually saw him on the road on the traffic light that he said that I ran, but he actually waved at me and everything, like, you know, hello. And everything just went normal.
After parking his motorcycle, Pena Rivera was approached by Fisher, who wasn't wearing a police uniform and didn't have his police lights on in his unmarked car.
All I heard it was, on the ground, I will shoot you. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? You know, what's the reason for all this to be happening at all? And all of a sudden, I just have a gun on my face, like, literally on my face, and then on top of that, he's wrestling with me with the gun and everything. If it wasn't because I actually flee out of the season, I don't even know what would have even happened.
Chief Fisher would later turn on his police lights after Pena Rivera fled on foot. Mm-mm. In a May 2nd Crime Watch post, police
Mm-mm.
say
Nope. And it's not enough for you to just go and leave. It's not enough. I know that it's a procedure that they got to place you on leave so that they can investigate. Nope. I think he needs to be arrested. He needs to be charged. He needs to be reprimanded. He needs to lose his job, and he needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You cannot, you should not, and you can't just, first of all, he lied. First of all, the police chief. Now, remember, this is a chief. He's supposed to be the example for the rest of, you know. And thank you, Jesus, that it wasn't a black guy. Oh, my God. I could only imagine exactly how the racists will then make this a racial issue, and they will be ready to stand on business. Next thing you know, y'all running y'all cars into some innocent police traffic controller out here in the streets. Thank you, God, that the guy was whatever it was, whatever he is. I don't know what he is. Thank you, God, that it wasn't somebody else. Because they would have said, oh, he identified him through the helmet. Oh, my God, he had on black skin because he didn't have on no. They knew that it was in the community where black people are and all of this stuff. Boy, had that been a black person, it would be hell on earth and wherever this is. And that would be it. That will be it. That's the end of the conversation. Thank you, God. We can have a meaningful conversation about an individual that did something wrong that needs to be held accountable and then prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I think he needs to be arrested, charged, sued, the whole nine yards. 100%. A boy, had it been a black person, Black Lives Matters would be out. Would be out in force. Black Lives Matters will be out in force. I'm looking for some black material so that I can put on myself. Whew. We're talking about black fatigue again. Can't believe it. But this guy's wrong. He's dead wrong. And then he gonna turn on his lights because he knew he was wrong. Didn't follow procedure. First of all, if you on your day off or you ain't got no uniform on or nothing like that, what you doing? You ain't got nothing better to do? You ain't got no business to attend to? You ain't got a soccer game to go to? You ain't got a golf course? You ain't got a poker game to go attend? You don't have nothing better to do but to run up on somebody that is going to work? Seriously? I don't do lives on Saturdays. I'm doing a makeup show from yesterday. So shout out to everybody that's here. I'm not even expecting for all of these thousands of people to be in this live stream right now. I thought I was going to be low key, do a little live stream, but it's apparently y'all fiending for the content. Maybe I'll have to go live on another channel on a regular basis on Saturdays because I see y'all need this good content. But I don't agree with what he did. I think that he needs to be reprimanded. He needs to be taken account. And he's overzealous and over aggressive. If that camera wasn't there, then we would just have to go by the word. And here's the worst part. Not only is he the offender, but then they was trying to arrest and press charges on the person that was just trying to go to work.
Peña Rivera fled on foot. In the May 2nd Crime Watch post, police say Peña Rivera ran a red light, rode up on the sidewalk, and weaved between vehicles before being stopped. They say he was arrested for ignoring Chief Fisher's orders and using his bike to push him down before running away. On Wednesday, Lancaster County District Attorney Heather Adams announced that they were dropping all criminal charges against Peña Rivera, saying, quote, "The Mannheim Police Department and the parties agreed to the resolution of charges in this manner based on the facts and circumstances of this case." Peña Rivera says he's calling for Chief Fisher to take accountability for his actions that day.
"I really want to make justice to go the way it should be, because I don't feel comfortable not even going outside right now or nothing, or even seeing a cop or anything, because at this point I see a cop and I just feel threatened."
He needs to get a lawyer ASAP. He needs to get a lawyer ASAP. The first thing that I would do, well, I mean, I guess he never knew that a camera was on there. He was just trying to find himself in the best position. But he needs to get a lawyer ASAP. I would sue the hell out of the police department. That's why they got insurance. One of the reasons why they dropped the charges is because they know that he was wrong and they don't want to continue to prolong it. They're hoping that he don't find himself in a negative place. But since he was on the news, it's over. He going to get a lawyer. And the reason that he's going to get a lawyer is because the lawyers are going to contact him. The ambulance chasers, oh, they're going to contact him. They can't wait. They can't wait to do a press conference so that they can say that they're going to sue the police department for $5 million. They're going to hopefully get a settlement, give him 1.5, keep the other 3.5, and maybe they settle for 4, give him 1, keep the other 3, and then keep it moving. But it is this police chief. And that's the sad part about it. It ain't even like it's a rookie. We don't know how long he's been probably propping up charges and throwing people under the bus and stuff like that. 100%. He needs to be fired. And he needs to be taken care of. And they need to investigate him for every other thing that he's done in order to get himself promoted. Because if he's that overzealous, it's only because he didn't know that a camera was around. He didn't know that the camera was around. And so he out here making foot stops with his flip-flops on. Mm-mm. I'm on the side of the civilian. I'm on the side of the civilian 100%. Is there anything else to make out of this? And you're talking about defunding DPD? No, we're not defunding our police. Top dog. Yeah, he need to lose his job. That's not cool. Make sure you guys hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.